This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
Have you ever had a run-in with a senior citizen? They've gotten mad at you about something, maybe got physical.
One time I was in the Tim Hortons drive-thru and I had my windows down. What was I doing? I think I was like looking in my middle console for something. And then all of a sudden I heard, "Move up, you dumb bitch."
No.
Yeah. And then I looked up and there was a woman in a bonnet holding an extra large iced cappuccino waiting for me to move up. And she was standing. She left Tim Hortons and wanted to like cross in front of my vehicle in the drive-thru to get to her car.
Mm-hmm.
And because I wasn't paying attention and the car in front of me moved up, there was too much space. And she called me a dumb bitch.
And what
she had a bonnet on.
What did you respond with?
I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I like looked up, sped ahead.
Oh, and then you showed her.
No, but like I didn't say anything because I was in shock.
My God. I want to hear some more stories.
I should have fought her.
Yeah, you should have. You probably would have won.
That would have been front paper, like front of the paper news.
Yeah, I would go for the hip.
Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
I really appreciate how honest they are and blunt and how they don't give a flying who they're saying it to, what they're saying.
We have an older gentleman in our sales department. His name is Bill. He's been in the radio industry since, what, the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be mid-break on air and he'll just bust through the door in the studio and just come in here and just stare at us. And then we get really uncomfortable and stop. We kind of forget what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care.
No.
He's just standing there like, all right. And then when we go off air and we're like, hey, Bill, what can we do for you? He's like, you see that construction across the street? They're putting in a Pete's Drive-In. Yeah, we know, Bill.
This text from Jordan says, on Friday, our crew had some old guy berate us, threaten to call the cops on us for working after 8 p.m. We ended up working until 9:30. Well done. So my run-in was at a grocery store yesterday where it was like 2 p.m, parking everywhere, and I parked, and a lady, as I'm walking in, was like, you should leave the nice spots for the seniors.
No.
Yeah, and I said, like, I looked around, and there were spots that were even closer than where I parked that were available. Like, I just pulled in to where it was handy to get out of my car. But that, like, it's not like I took the only good spot and left a lady who was waiting to get that spot high and dry. Anyway,
yeah, you probably should leave the nice spots for...
And I wanted to chirp back. Instead, I said, oh, you know what? You're right. Walked in. And
eye roll.
I rolled my eyes so hard at her. She didn't see it, but if she would have.
I can't wait to be an old woman and wear big, funny, colorful hats and Velcro shoes and say exactly what's on my mind. What?
Okay, that sounded like somebody was describing you right now in your life. Jordan, what's up? What do you got?
I went to the McDonald's drive-thru lane, and there's two lanes, right?
Yeah.
And she was in this big truck in front of me, but she missed the speaker to order. So instead of looking behind her to see that I was, like, right behind her, she threw her big diesel truck in reverse and proceeded to back into me and keep going and not stop. So then she gets out, and she's like, oh, did I do that? And I was like, yeah, lady, you did that. She's like, oh, can we just call it a day? Your car is a 1994, and it's old.
What?
So I don't think we have to go through insurance. And I was like, lady, like, you might be old, but you're pissing me off.
That is so funny.
What run-ins have you had with senior citizens? If you've met my dad, you've probably had one. He's getting up there. I think he's about 72 now.
My dad has binoculars, okay? And, like, there's not a lot to view in the area.
In St. Albert?
Just looking at the birds in the trees in the backyard. Cool, Dad.
There's a lot of swingers. Maybe he's checking that out. Are they night goggles?
St. Albert does have a lot of swingers in the community.
My dad had a run-in as the senior citizen in this story with a guy that owns a fireplace company. It says no parking except for customers very clearly in the front of this guy's store.
Right.
And Dad parked there and then went into the store next door, the restaurant. When he comes out, the fireplace guy comes walking out and says, excuse me, sir, did you read the sign? No parking in front of this fireplace store. And my dad in his angry old man voice goes, It was like 31 degrees middle August. He goes, you selling a lot of effing fireplaces in August?
That is so good.
And the guy just like looked scared and went back inside. It's kind of true, though.
You got to respect that they don't hold back. They really don't.
Yeah, no, not at all. Anne, what do you got for us?
Okay, so it was a few years ago. I was in Storm Plain and I angle parked. And once I parked, I reached over to grab my purse and then I turned over to the left. And like, bam, like this old guy comes scooting in right next to me. And it was a miracle he didn't hit me. It was like 6 inches away from my car. I couldn't open the door. So I rolled down the window and pointed at it. And he all of a sudden got all excited, jumped out of the car, and he went out into traffic behind me, waved his arms, and he started guiding me out as if I was the one. And then parked like that. All the traffic stopped. I was so embarrassed, but I didn't want to say anything because, you know, he was old.
You probably made his day. He finally felt like he was helping someone.
Yeah, he was so helpful, but it was horrible.
So he didn't actually hit your car. He just parked so close that you couldn't get out.
I could barely open the door. I think I was just walking in shame with my head down.
I love it. Thanks, Anne.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Corner of Uber drivers. Oh, sorry, Uber Eats drivers, Skip the Dishes drivers.
And just food delivery in general.
Delivery service.
Pizza drivers.
Have tested your food, 28% to be exact. I find this terribly disturbing.
Really? I'm totally okay with it.
Well, I'm a little bit embarrassed that they know what I've ordered, too.
See, that's the thing. That could be the negative thing here. It's like, okay, they
Poutine
pull up.
Again?
Yeah, like they know your house, they know who you are, they know you're actually alone even though you have music blaring in the basement pretending that you're having a party. Like, I know these 6 dishes are for you, honey. But I'm okay with it because they drove all this way.
Yeah, but you're paying for the service.
Yeah, but like, have a bite. It's fine. I always order too much anyway. Go for it. Maybe it's a little bit of guilt because I've been that person in the past. Okay. Confession corner.
Oh, God.
So I rent a room at Ryder's house. We have a roommate named Nosebleed. Well, that's his nickname. But he loves to order pizza. That's what he eats every week. And he'll just keep the pizza in the fridge and have like a slice a day. Like, honestly, that's his diet. It's wild. I know. But.
And I'm the overweight one in the house.
You know. Bull. So what I would do is I would want a slice of his pizza. But he was so. He's like, no one touch my pizza. That's my dinner for the rest of the week. Do not touch it. So I would take slices and I would like cut a quarter off of that slice and eat that and then just like push the pizza back together so it just looked like the pizza was a little bit smaller.
But if you took a full slice, you wouldn't able to get that same system.
Correct. So you got to just take like a little sliver off of the pizza. So I'm okay with people. I'm one of them. If I were a food delivery driver, I'd be putting my hand in the bag and eating bag fries.
This is where I'm at with it. It depends what you're sampling. I think there are certain things that wouldn't be a big deal, like dry ribs. You can go in there. You could
take one very discreetly.
Surgically remove one.
Yeah.
And eat it, and no big deal. Nobody knows the difference. But like I mentioned with poutine, there's no way you can get one fry without digging your fingers into the gravy a bit, and then all of a sudden you're passing germs on.
Cheese curds are just like streaming everywhere.
Exactly.
You know, when you're watching the little map and it's showing them their car moving, which is great technology, by the way, but if you see that they're stopped for a bit longer
than a red light,
well, they pulled over. They're eating your food.
And, like, I order soup a lot. That's probably my go-to.
That's why they're pulling over. They're having a bite of soup.
Well, how are they doing that, though? Do they carry their own spoon?
Yes. Of course
they're
prepared.
Or are they just tipping back the bag and having a little suckle? Grocery bags at Sobeys. Not going to be a thing in 2020. You won't even be able to buy the plastic ones anymore.
I always feel so guilty when I go to the grocery store and forget my environmentally friendly bag.
Well, and you know what I like about the environmentally friendly bags, too, is that they don't break and you can hold way more.
For sure.
So, like, 4 of those bad boys stuffed will get your whole load in, whereas that would be 15 plastic bags.
Which,
so,
don't get me wrong, I can still carry in one trip. Yeah. No big deal.
I'm just going to miss plastic grocery bags, not for groceries. Listen, I respect the environmentally friendly. I want this movement to happen. I'm happy that Sobeys is doing that. I'm just going to miss the grocery bag for all the other uses I find for it.
What else do you need a plastic garbage bag for? I mean, there was a while there when I'd be like really hungover going to work at my old job back when I was like bartending, and I'd like use it as like a makeshift, like a puke bag. Like I'd stretch out one of the handles and put
a puke bag.
Puke.
Oh, that makes more
sense. I'd stretch out one of the handles and like wear it as a necklace and then hold the other side on the steering wheel. And then you can drive. And
that's safe, really safe.
Well, I mean, it was when I was young and dumb. Okay?
Don't be young and dumb like Lisa.
Yeah, they're
listening.
Not going to be a thing anymore anyway. So
okay, no, but there are a lot of really good uses for these things.
I bet you couldn't name three.
I bet I could name like 15. Well, like 7 to 9. Shoe fillers to keep your shoe form, like on dress shoes that you don't wear very much. If you stuff grocery bags in them, they'll just keep the form a little bit better. That especially if you have like a closet where you're just throwing shoes into.
Okay.
Dog poop. Ever think about that? You're gonna have to buy dog poop bags now. That sucks. That's two reasons. How about a bathroom garbage liner? Perfect fit every time. Parachutes for action figures when you're throwing them off your roof when you're 8.
Or 36, apparently.
Packing material for breakables if you're traveling.
Oh, yes, yes.
How about when you go to the beach? What are you going to do with those sandy flip-flops on the way home? Grocery bag, right?
Okay, you're making valid points.
What about laundry when you're traveling? You don't want that Mexico smell throughout all of your new clothes. So you take some grocery bags and you throw in your laundry stuff in there.
So now what are we going to do? Sobeys isn't going to have these plastic bags. Are you going to be hanging out outside trying to sell them?
I wasn't done.
Oh my gosh.
Cool wrestling masks.
Ryder, that is so dangerous.
But no, back to your point. Yeah, yeah.
Start your own business, Ryder. Just hang out outside Sobeys. All right, I got your plastic. Oh, you forgot your environmentally bags? I got you covered.
Single cigarettes.
But the only way you can do this successfully is wearing a plastic bag mask.
Yeah, for sure.
You are the plastic bag superhero the people need.
So I'm going to be selling single cigarettes. I've always said that would be a real hit. I'm going to sell plastic bags, get my daughter to sell some lemonade. And I'm going to make a real business out of this.
Trending this hour.
I know that you get excited and you count down the days until the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
Every year.
Every year.
Yee!
But
is it filming soon?
No, they're actually not doing it for the first time since like 1995. I mean, their ratings were absolutely terrible. The people in charge of it had awful comments, controversial comments about how they're not inclusive and how they won't hire curvy models or transgender people. So nobody's going to support it anyway. And one of the angels was interviewed about this, and she said, it's something we're not used to, because every year around this time, we're training like angels. Mm. And all I want to know is, like, what is that workout plan? What are you doing?
Here's my only suggestion. We often talk about weight, right? Like curvy or not curvy, very thin, thick, whatever. How about shorter? Like,
there are a lot of short women that should be on that runway.
That are total rockets.
Yeah.
That would be far less intimidating. If I walked and met the angels, I'd be like, well,
no chance here.
nice outfit. It's in my eye line.
Also, nice nostrils, because that's all I see when I'm looking
up
at you. Yeah, we need a short girl fashion show. I would support that 100%. All I want in life is someone to be like, oh my God, that Lisa Evans is so tiny and cute and small.
Look at her wrists. They're dainty.
Look how dainty her wrists are. How does she hold up her burritos?
Now it's time for something that you'll probably forget. It's things Lisa found on the internet.
A woman in the drive-thru at Taco Bell was caught pouring Hennessy into the mouth of the employee working that drive-thru.
Mm.
And the reason she was caught is because the car behind her was actually a police officer.
Oh no.
This happened at 1:20 a.m. on a Saturday in Beaverton, Oregon. The driver reached out and just poured it into the willing employee's mouth.
Okay. I've tried to pass them like my empty cups a few times, and they always say you're not allowed to pass anything through the window, but when it shots, all of a sudden you're allowed.
Yeah, maybe they had their head just like full out the window, mouth open, poured in. I mean, I get it. You're an employee. It's 1:20 a.m. on a Saturday. You're working on a weekend? You want to do a shot.
I just found the girl that got arrested.
Okay.
She did get a DUI. She's really hot.
She's a hottie?
I didn't expect that. And it's her mugshot. You never look good in those, trust me.
What do you mean, trust me?
I spent some time in the clink.
Okay, you were in the drunk tank once. For like an hour.
Yeah. Came out a different man.
I just have to say, respect for wanting Taco Bell at the end of the night. I get it. I have so many really long Taco Bell receipts at the bottom of my purse.
Okay,
I wasn't driving, though. Lion King is the fourth Disney movie this year to make $1 billion.
Get out of here.
The fourth... Yep, Aladdin, both the Avengers, both have made $1 billion. And of course, Frozen 2 and the new Star Wars are probably going to hit $1 billion as well.
Okay, here's the thing, though. What's Disney going to do next? They're like gone through all of their really good movies.
They
and
haven't
made
done
sequels.
They have not done Sword in the Stone. Is that a Disney movie?
They're going to have to remake The Pacifier and like The Country Bears and Bolt, all their real crappy movies.
I was just going to say, I've never heard of any of those, except for the Bolt sounds familiar because there's a dog involved, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I always know every dog movie. Last but not least, man, a woman again was arrested at a fast food place. This time it was at Sonic. She ordered her food and then proceeded to say to the employee, "This one's on God," and ran out on her bill. That's not how this works.
Well, hold on, though. With how much churches make and the fact that they don't have to pay normal taxes, like, God probably could have picked up the tab, couldn't he have?
I picture myself as an employee at a very busy fast food restaurant, and if someone just ran out on their bill, I'd be like, yeah, I get it. I'm too busy to deal with you anyway. I got fries to salt. I got to figure out how to work this ice cream machine, especially at Sonic. Don't they do like milkshakes and stuff? Anyway, she was arrested at a park down the street a little while later.
Enjoying her meal, I bet.
Classic.
With Jesus. Got a message from listener Angie who said her 12-year-old son wants to put up a bikini calendar in his room. Her husband thinks it's fine. She's not so sure, so okay. Just wondered if we would have a healthy debate about this.
We're getting some texts in. Let us know what you think about this. Trina wrote in saying, I have a 13 and 15-year-old boy. I'd let both of them hang the calendar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I didn't have a calendar at that age. So instead...
You went snooping through your grandpa's garage, weren't you?
No, we jump on the pedal bikes and head over to like this oil field shop house in my hometown. And if you looked through the window certain times a day, you could see the one guy's office who had a bunch of nudies all over his.
Oh, gosh.
That's where we learned about women.
Okay. I just don't think it's necessary to have that in his bedroom. Don't you want to put things on the wall of your son's bedroom that inspire him?
Yeah, like, that inspires him.
What?
That
no, would, it shouldn't. It should be like a picture of Arnold and his muscles and like
you want a kid
scientists.
To do push-ups.
No. I think it should be a calendar of women, but like the women of science, the women who are pioneers in the world, but are also beautiful, but they're wearing jackets. They're wearing astronaut suits. They're professional swimmers wearing a full body bathing suit, not a bikini. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But like is that planting the wrong thing in his mind about what to think about women? I don't know. 12. It's an interesting age.
Here's what I think about the bikini calendar.
Okay.
It's probably better that he's having the conversation with you as a parent saying, hey, are you okay if I put this up on my wall, that's leading to a healthy debate about sexuality. You can actually have the conversation like, yeah, of course. But I also want you to put up this, which is about powerful women. And I want you to read this book. I think there's a compromise there.
You got to have, okay, for every month, you got to read up on a woman that has changed the world, whether it be in science, whether it be in a nonprofit organization.
Sure.
I think that's my suggestion.
But
maybe that's
also,
a bit too far.
Also... Enjoy that, like.
But yeah, let's be realistic. Not all women look like these women. What if it was a calendar of
so
like
what?
Lisa Evans in her t-shirt in the pool?
Yeah, that would sell out.
Well, I don't know, man. I got some pretty sweet t-shirts, Goofy movie themed t-shirts.
Yeah, that's going to sell for sure. That's like saying a calendar of me doing daily chores would get as many sales Mendez with his shirt off.
Ryder.
What do you think a kid's going to want, a 12-year-old girl's going to want in her room more? Me fixing the light with my ass crack hanging out, or Shawn Mendez pouring a bottle of glistening cold water over his abs? Like, it's not just boys that appreciate sexiness at that age.
You're right.
I think if you do it in a healthy way,
okay,
you're good.
I just want to know if, like, all the other walls are bare. Like, is it just this, like, lonesome bikini calendar on this 12-year-old boy's wall?
Yeah.
I'm so intrigued.
And then a few more under his bed, I would
yes,
imagine.
Yes, of course.
What do you think?
I think 12 is fine to have a bikini poster. I mean, no nudies, but bikini is all right.
Maybe he's just really into the beach.
The beaches.
Listen, I'm all for teenagers staying active, understanding fitness and health. I get it. And I love that there's these programs where teenagers can go and they can work out in the gym. But I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a bit anxious for them to get back into school. They're hogging all the machines, dropping weights, not wiping down machines.
Is that right?
Wearing jeans to the gym. They're all lingering around the same machine and taking turns. There's six of them. And I'm like, no, I need that machine.
None of them are checking you out.
That's... None of them are looking or paying any attention to me. They're too young. And some of them like look like they're a bit older. And I'm like, damn. And then I'm like, wait, but are you too young? Like, am I being creepy? Yes, I am. It's just get back to school.
All right.
So
the only exercise I ever didn't like high school was in the back seat of a car.
Okay.
Yeah.
The backseat of your mom's car playing Sonic the Hedgehog on your Game Boy, that doesn't count.
Sorry, but Sonic the Hedgehog wasn't available on Game Boy. It was only available on Game Gear, the Sega Genesis model. Idiot.
Anyway, Cassie texted in and she totally understands. She says, it drives me nuts when teenagers are working out in the gym doing cardio. You have a metabolism? Are you just throwing this in my face? She said there was one particular teenager that was running so fast on the treadmill right beside her. And she's like, ugh, go away. You're making me look bad.
Slow down, Ethan.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Hot 107.
Quick shout out to Edmonton, who's kicking a whole bunch of ass lately. We've had a lot of local stories for Tell Me Something Good. So, two more today.
Yep.
What do you got?
So, seven Canadian pediatric hospitals are on the list in the latest Newsweek top hospitals in the world. One of those hospitals in Canada is our one and only Stollery. The Stollery has made the list as one of the best hospitals in the entire world.
Nice. Are they ranked? Or is it just like we made the top 10 list?
They made the top.
Okay.
Tell me something good.
Because I wouldn't want to like lose to Calgary, even though it's a children's hospital and I shouldn't get competitive
with
that.
Yeah, why are you getting competitive? Stop it.
My story is about a local lady. Her name is Tasha. She actually grew up in my hometown in Maidstone.
Cool.
And has been listening to the show for a while.
Sup, Tasha?
And she wrote me a message and said, hey, any chance you want to share the story? I think it's pretty cool.
I love when people message us good stories.
I listen to you and Lisa every day. Love your show. Thought I'd ask. I posted on Alberta Fishing Buddies looking to buy some cheaper tackle because my 13-year-old son lost all his tackle and fishing rod in a house fire a few months ago.
Oh, no.
Well, I didn't get to buy any from people in the group because everybody donated so much. $100 gift card to Bass Pro Shops,
no.
$40 cash, two brand new fishing rods, three full tackle boxes. It's amazing what can happen when people come together. Plus, there are three or four parcels coming in the mail, I've been told.
Well,
for him.
Just picture people that go fishing.
Yeah.
Wholesome,
salt
sweethearts.
Of the earth, drunks.
And drunks, yes.
Which sometimes are even more giving, right?
Yeah.
Like have a few beer and then log
Next
on.
Next round's on me.
Read that story. I'd be sending the kid my car.
This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded.
The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.